Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Extra special. Extra special Good Day program. Yep, very good energy. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're going to discuss the situation in Australia with Patrick Poole, who is a correspondent for PJ Media, in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, other things are going on in the world, other things are going on that may be considered good. This is the time of year when we really ought to focus on good. You couldn't... If you looked at every headline that was screaming out at you today, you'd think the world was coming to an end. More murder, mayhem, horror, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to bring you the story of Lance Corporal Christopher Mann.
Ooh, I'm going to like this story. I can tell already.
Who is a man in no... There is no question about this man. Came home from the war in Afghanistan, Chicago Heights, Illinois. People there welcomed him home with loving arms, cheers, a parade, a day dedicated to his honor. He joined the Marines and helped a lot of people. Now he's asking for you to help his mother. She's having a problem. And this is a perfect example. This is not our charity of the day necessarily, but maybe it qualifies there, because this story is something that I found on GoFundMe, which is a way to raise money for charities. You can go and go through any number. I don't know if either of you guys have ever been to GoFundMe.
Yeah, you tell this one, I'll tell you another one we had here locally last week.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Well, the bottom line here, if you go, you can find the story at GoFundMe about why he needs your help. A lot of unfortunate events. In his own words, he writes, "My mother is currently in a massive property tax problem, a burden she was left with as a result of her divorce." Man, I'll tell you, how many times do we hear these stories? I know a woman, friend of Meredith's, that had a bad divorce, and now the house that she was given is basically worthless. Anyway, this woman has a $25,000 debt. She saved money as much as she can from her job, and the son, Mr. Mann, Corporal Mann, has come up with $1,000. She doesn't have enough to pay the remaining tax. Has to have it by the end of the year, or her house will be sold for back property taxes. So, he says, quote, "I've never been one to ask for help from others, a trait I inherited from my mother. She told me about this problem just a couple of weeks ago after she'd attempted to take care of it on her own, being the independent sort that she is. Because of the divorce, the legal medical debts that have been left with her, she was unable to get a loan because her credit score is bad." How many times have we heard that story? So he says, "I'm hoping to reduce the debt in any way that I can with the amount that she needs so she can get what, obviously, security for her family. You've got a 13-year-old sister," and the story goes on. But I think really the point here is that here's a kid who wants to help his mother. Apparently, the fellow she was married to was a dirtbag. And so if you go to GoFundMe, you'll find their page. To date, I see $4,935 has been raised. So, you know, the GoFundMe page, you can go see that story. All right, Richie, you said you had another story.
Last week here in Maryland.
By the way, Christopher Mann, again, is the name.
Here in Gaithersburg, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., you know, 15, 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C., or 30 minutes, I should
say.
A small business jet crashed into a house.
Oh, sure, yeah, I remember that story.
Killing all three on board the business jet.
Yeah.
and three people inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
The family that owned the house, family of five,
yeah,
it killed the mother, a two-year-old, and a two-week-old baby. The father had dropped his other daughter off at school and was obviously just beside himself, inconsolable.
Yeah.
So they started a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And to this point, they've raised $457,000 for the family.
Good. Good.
Now, obviously, that doesn't replace his family, but it just takes a whole lot of stress away and sets his daughter up. And his company is set up that he works for a 529 plan for his daughter's college education.
That's
it's just when you hear stories,
horrible
stories.
Yeah.
There's so many good things that come out of bad stories.
And that's why I'm so tired of all this stuff that we focus on the news every day. People want to know more about. I want you to know more about these two stories.
But it just goes to show you that people are really good.
Yeah, right. All right. People, so by the way, as I look at this thing, $49.35 was what was there when I first looked at it. Now it's $10,771.
So you had it cashed. Let's say you were looking at the story yesterday or earlier this morning.
Yeah.
And as you hit reset on your browser,
right,
it updates.
Ah, okay. I was hoping that I was responsible. Or not me, but the people who are listening.
It all helps.
$6,000. Yep. GoFundMe is the place to go. What else can you do at GoFundMe? Is it all about this sort of thing?
It's people looking for, hey, I have a small family farm, and we're trying to build a new store. GoFundMe.
Really?
Hey, a friend of ours has medical issues and can't afford to pay all of her medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
Please help us.
We're
trying to build a nursery school. Whatever.
I remember going to GoFundMe now to help a family pay for the funeral expenses of a guy.
Right.
Earlier this year.
You see that quite a bit there, yes.
Okay. All right. So there was stories worth your consideration as we think about charity at this time of year. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We'll meet Patrick Poole, talk about the results of the Australian standoff when we continue here on Good Day in a matter of moments.
Find a sleigh full of savings this Tuesday through Thursday at Kohl's. For 3 days only, get great gifts under $20. Like Marvel and Star Wars action figures for just $11.99 each. A Disney Frozen watch for only $14.99. Pick up a Black & Decker coffee maker for $19.99. And select fragrance gift sets are just $19.49 each. You'll earn Kohl's cash too. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Great gifts under $20 this Tuesday through Thursday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874. Call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent for office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more. You just can't. can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 800-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 800-98-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
The Doug Staff and Good Day program, Doug Ritchie and Kenny have, and I, did I say Doug Ritchie and Kenny and I? I think that's me twice on that.
And it's a, well, it is the Doug Staff and
I'm looking for another name.
Not only get top billing, but get bottom billing too.
Yes, okay, good. Patrick Poole is a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJ Media. He recently wrote, quote, "This seems to be yet another case of what I termed here at PJ several weeks ago, known wolf syndrome." That is the focus on what happened in Australia. So let's start with the definition, Patrick. Thanks for joining us, of the known wolf. What's that?
Well, a known wolf is one of these terrorism suspects who ends up injuring or killing innocent civilians, and yet they're known to law enforcement.
So authorities in Australia knew who this guy was. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not only did they know who he was out on bail in two separate cases, including a murder charge involving his ex-wife.
How do you get bail for murder?
This is Australia.
The other case was 40 charges of sexual assault, where he would lure women in with an advertisement about his spiritual healing technique, as he called it, and he would rape them. So he was out on both on bail on both cases, and he had previously been convicted of harassing the families of dead Australian soldiers who had been killed in Afghanistan, sending them letters saying that they were their loved ones were burning in hell, etc.
Right.
So this is in virtually every single one of these cases, and I go through a whole list, including those here in the United States, we see that these domestic terrorism suspects are well known to law enforcement, and yet they don't do anything about it. And I was reading a Telegraph article out of the UK here late last night where they were raising the point, what exactly was this guy doing out on bail in both these cases?
Patrick, what's the line between just a kind of a crazy person with weird views and opinions that are known and somebody who's actually dangerous? That's my whole fear here, is that all of a sudden people who rant something weird on Facebook deemed a terrorist and we have to put them behind bars, versus a guy like this who obviously should have been behind bars.
Well,
how do we figure out where that line is?
I think we need to have that conversation. But in fact, you know, at least here in the United States, and you can't even discuss. In fact, you know, Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have banned any discussion about notions of jihad and in terms of radicalization or anything like that. You can't even use the terms. And you look at their documents,
without being red flagged, you mean?
Without, you know, as a counterterrorism expert, when I've gone in to brief the FBI, I mean, they have to review my slides to make sure that, you know, I don't have mention of any of these terms. So even in our training of counterterrorism officials, so therefore it's, you know, because we have to ignore the 800-pound gorilla, terrorism gorilla in the room, a lot of these guys are coming from very identifiable networks and promote a very identifiable...
You're not allowed to call a rat a rat.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of this sort of thing that we need to deal with. Thanks for putting it in proper perspective. Patrick Poole from PJMedia.com on Good Day.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Gladness takes its toll. Now listen closely. Not for very much longer. Hanukkah in control.
DexStefan.com has been a focus, appropriately, on some of the silly stuff around Hanukkah. No matter how you spell it, it still sounds the same. So there is, which one of these is, I'm trying to figure out which one.
Rocky Horror Hanukkah song.
Okay. That's what I thought. From YouTube, the Shlamones, supposedly the takeoff on the Ramones, duh, with their version of the Time Warp from Rocky Horror, called the Rocky Horror Hanukkah song. I like Hanukkah. You gotta see the video of this, though. You gotta see the audio. Let me see the video.
Take a break now. Unwrap a gift.
So we'll take a break, and then we're going to get to the video of the day from today. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you what kind of Christmas card you're sending out. A, funny. B, religious. C, winter. D, photo cards. E, other. F, I haven't decided yet. G, I'm not sending cards this year. That would be me. The poll yesterday, which recent Christmas movie you try to watch every year, 27% said two or more of the ones that we had listed. Christmas Story came in number one. Christmas Vacation, like a 9%, Richie.
Wow, it's a specialized movie for special people.
All right, exactly. Yeah, all right. Video of the day today is from the Jewish a cappella group 613. This is a parody of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, reworked as Hanukkah. This ought to be interesting.
I'm feeling pretty great. Got doctors on my plate. I love this holiday. I love this holiday. And Christmas is the day.
you think when you saw it the first time, Kenny?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. If you know the Taylor Swift song, it's very clever.
Right.
Very cleverly done.
Very interesting how clever people can be. And they're given the proper inspiration.
It amazes me how much money people are making on YouTube just doing silly, funny, goofy stuff.
Right. All right, why can't we do something like that? We need Jennifer to do it, though. We don't have as much fun when Jennifer's not here. You notice that?
Over 700,000 people have viewed this video since it went up earlier this week.
Wow. 700,000. Well, a couple of hundred thousand will view it from having the connection at DougStephan.com, our video of the day today at Good Day, as it is tonight, first night of the eight-night Festival of Lights called Hanukkah. We have some Hanukkah songs that are appropriate. Did we play the Jimmy's I Want a Hippopotamus for Hanukkah last year? Do I remember that?
I don't remember if we did or not.
Richie, will you play a little bit of that, see if we recognize the Jimmy's I want a Hippopotamus for Hanukkah. We already did the Levy's How Do You Spell Hanukkah. I'm expecting, will that make it on the... Sounds of Christmas. List at all? Any of these Hanukkah songs, you think?
They don't usually get ranked up that high. Because they don't get played as much.
All right, Richie, play. Have we got time or no? We're out of time, right? All right, so we'll play the Oi City Rollers later. 28 after.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some more holiday gift ideas sure to please anyone. LG 7 and 10-inch G-Pad tablets feature a bright IPS display and long-lasting battery. The Q-Pair feature allows users to seamlessly pair their G-Pad to any Android smartphone and easily send and receive messages and even answer phone calls. The tablets also work as a remote control and feature NotCode security. They start at only $149. The new Keurig 2.0 is Keurig's most advanced system yet, with the ability to brew a single cup and four-cup carafe of coffee at the touch of a button. Keurig 2.0 brewing technology delivers the perfect beverage every time, and with more than 400 varieties to choose from, there's something for everyone. Three models are available starting under $140. Activision redefines the Toys to Life phenomenon with Skylanders Trap Team. This game lets kids take characters out of the digital world into the physical world, bringing life to toys. Skylanders Trap Team marks the first time a full console game is available on both tablets and video games. Game consoles. It's priced under $75. The iHome IBN6 Bluetooth speaker connects to any digital music device for easy wireless audio playback. It's IPX7 certified waterproof, and its rechargeable battery offers up to 14 hours of continuous play. You can even charge your device through the USB port. NFC allows for one-touch pairing for instant music streaming. It sells for under $100. From BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Some more action here, 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good news, Richie.
What's that?
Those people who listen to these sorts of radio programs are the smartest people in America.
But they're also the most popular people in America.
Now, the format is the format.
Correct.
Supposedly called news talk radio. We talk about the news and other things. Well, we say we're serious about the news, but not much else. That's proven time and time again. Yes, exactly. Anyway, the stories of the impending death of this format are way overdone. However, there are lots of people in the news media who don't know blankety-blank about this format. We'll be happy to say, nobody listens to that anymore, except angry old white men.
Right. Once again, talk radio has beat out country and pop to be the most popular radio format in the country.
Yes, and here we are, the most popular morning program in the country.
That's it.
How about that? So, the state of Ohio getting scrutinized today. By the way, did I say Jack is going to be here in a few minutes? Dr. Jack Stockwell, ladies and gentlemen, one of our medical experts, talking about what it is that makes you sick in the wintertime. What, the first day of winter is Saturday, right? First full day of winter? Saturday or Sunday?
Is it already? Yeah.
Yep, it sure is. So here's an interesting twist. Is it Sunday?
Sunday.
Interesting twist on reality from the state of Ohio. The family of an executed Ohio inmate is suing the state and the expert witness who testified about lethal injection. The family says he should have known that the inmate would suffer because of a never-used two-drug combo. It was done for the first time. So the suit is against Dr. Mark Dershowitz, who the family says knew the inmate, his name is Dennis McGuire, knew that he would suffer during the execution, but helped create the state's new lethal injection policy anyway. The complaint was filed in federal court yesterday. Dershowitz provided medical and scientific evidence and advice to state prisons. He's another one of these What's the guy from, am I Gerbil, Gerbil? What's the guy's name that's been all over the place the last month or so? It was,
pretty sure it's not Gerbil.
No, but...
Are you talking about Gruber?
Gruber! Oh, that's Gruber. Thank you, Gruber.
Wow.
I don't remember everybody's name, but I know, I got the story. Mr. Dr. Gruber makes a lot of money giving advice to federal agencies and state agencies. So Mr. Dr. Dershowitz, pretty much the same kind of stuff. He goes around from state to state to state and supposedly provides advice, expert assistance, counsel, witness services to, in this circumstance, help those who are trying to justify the election protocol using these lethal injections. Well, apparently... and by the way, this guy is from Massachusetts. No relation to Alan Dershowitz, I don't think. He's an anesthesiologist and a pharmacologist. He said that he will no longer act as a witness.
Yeah, you don't want to be up there getting sued all the time.
No, So anyway, he said that Ohio had jeopardized its standing with the American Board of Anesthesiology. Basically what happens, as I understand, maybe we should bring Jack on. Jack, you're right there, aren't you? Where's Jack?
Yes.
All right, you're there. Okay. So this is something that requires some medical expertise. You have it certainly more than Richie or Kenny or me in terms of using anesthesia. When you get put to sleep on an operating table, they're using anesthesia. So apparently they're doing the same thing to somebody before they give them the lethal injection so that they won't suffer. They'll be put to sleep, literally. They're put to sleep. So I don't understand, how it is that this guy suffered needless pain during the execution when, in fact, he was given the same anesthesia that most people are given when they go under. If you, for example, I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, what, 4 or 5 months ago, Richie, maybe in that vicinity?
Somewhere around there.
And I was put to sleep in order for them to stick the TV camera down my throat and up my butt. That's what happens when you get those things. You tell you go in, put you on the table.
Thank you. Okay, move along.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So anyway, and I came out of it, you know, bingo bang, you're done, you go off and...
But you don't know what's... You know you're going to wake up from this.
Right.
When you are
but is it cruel?
Put to death,
yeah.
You are going to fight it. And maybe it was Jack we spoke to. You know, a dog, when you're putting them to sleep, doesn't know what's about to happen.
Right.
When you are putting yourself or under for some kind of a medical procedure, you know, okay, I'm going for this procedure.
And I'm waking up.
When you're being put to death.
So that's cruel and unusual.
You may try and fight it.
That's well, cruel.
Again, we're dealing with cash flow here. Who's going to make the money off of this stuff? There's always money behind every one of these issues and considerations that are being made.
Right.
And the company in Europe that made a very effective drug for these kinds of uses with animals stopped selling it to America because they don't believe in capital punishment.
Right.
So the American prison,
so
they had to come up with something different.
Yeah.
And I take care of several vets in my office. I take care of vet techs who have to get the dogs ready for euthanasia.
Mm.
And we've had this discussion many times. Why don't they just use what they use with a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so effective. You know, right. You just the heart stops beating, your lungs stop breathing after you're sufficiently anesthetized that you're no longer conscious. And so, but what they're doing here now is a race from different companies. Oh, we can do that. Oh, we can make that drug. And they're coming up with very, very ineffective drugs. And then there's also the anti-capital punishment group that is using these kinds of efforts to really publicize what's going on, perhaps beyond what's really due, in order to try to eliminate capital punishment in the first place. Utah, unbelievably, has a bill that's going to be coming before the Utah legislature here in about another month to reinstitute firing squad.
Really?
Yeah. To reinstitute the firing squad. That's what Gary Gilmore suffered back in the 70s when they reinstituted capital punishment in America after having been gone for, a decade or something like that. And they brought back capital punishment. He wanted... he wanted the firing squad.
Lest you become sympathetic for this guy, McGuire, this dirtbag... raped and stabbed a 22-year-old who had just gotten married. So, I mean, why are we having
a humane way for a murderer to go, for sure. They're worried about somebody being, oh,
give them whatever they give, whatever it is that they give to their victim, they get it. And but you got to make sure that they're guilty. The problem is we got too many people being executed for things they didn't do because the police did a lousy job.
Well, that's it.
And prosecutors do a lousy. We had that same thing last week with two guys getting released after 40 years in prison for something they didn't do.
Yes.
But if you're sure you got the goods on this guy and he killed this woman with a knife, see you later, Charlie.
Yes, when it's beyond
all argument. Does that sound
terrible,
though?
Beyond
all
doubt.
I know, but does that sound like we're Neanderthals? We aren't supposed to be like that here.
Well,
are we?
You know,
a lot of people think that.
I think I can argue both sides of the question.
Yeah, right, exactly.
As I've done on my radio show.
All right, so anyway, by the way, this is speedy execution. The guy got executed earlier this year. The murder he committed was in 1989.
Yeah.
All right.
And the average time, like 15 years.
Oh, it's 19. I think it's 19.
Conviction and,
it's right. Ridiculous. Asinine. Okay, anyway, let's pause for a moment. Jack's going to join us. Well, he's joined us, but he's going to join us for his official duty as an overviewer of the health situation. Not just we're going to talk about the system, but I want to get to practical advice about cold weather and being sick and whether that's why you get sick or is this something else. I think you'll find there is something else. I don't want to give it away, Jack, but it is.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So he'll take it away in a moment on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Buck and mask it responsibly.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 67 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to more than 7 million children in over 760 communities nationwide. Nearly 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under the tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
All right, 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Richie and Kenny and I have Jack Stockwell with us. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website. He's one of only 24 NUCA board certified chiropractors in America. His website, jackstockwell.com, has the Forbidden Doctor newsletter in it. Lots of things to be aware of, lots of helpful information that's there. I read it and recommend it, so you might want to check out his website. A couple of things of interest before we get to the main matter here, and that is whether or not you get sick from the cold weather. This is a real condemnation of the system as far as I'm concerned. One in two doctors in the Medicaid HMO systems are unavailable for visitation. Did you know that? The half the doctors in Medicaid HMOs are not available for visits. They don't have time because they're doing their usual whatever. I don't know what their usual thing is. They don't see patients. What the heck are they doing? What are they getting paid to do? I hear nothing.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you were talking to me, Doug.
Well, I'm making a statement and looking for sort of a... I'm off on one of my tangents, I know, but it just seems crazy that we have a system that is... I don't know whether it's... Is that wasteful? Is it a condemnation of the system as it's set up? Why would one out of two physicians not be available for office visits?
Well, it's the flow of cash. Where's the money to be found?
Mm-hmm.
And the money is not found. I think we have in this country a culture of anger against the poor, against the less fortunate,
yeah,
against those who just do not have the resources.
Well, there is a whole thing about the class warfare, rich versus poor. You hear that all the time.
Yes.
No.
And I run across this in the healthcare profession from several different sources out there,
uh-huh,
that, you know, they just need to go out there and just pull themselves up by their bootstraps and go to work and go to school like I did. And a lot of them can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are in circumstances and situations that are just suffocating. And they do not have the resources available to them that a lot of other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those who are driven by compassionate forces and desires inside themselves to take care of these people. But a lot of the others, where's the money? Where's the cash? I'll go where the money is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm offering a heck of a special on my own local radio show today for what I do in the office. For a lot of free giveaways I'm going to do in my office to thank my listeners of 20 years,
mm-hmm,
for supporting me on my radio show, what I'm going to do in return.
For 20 years?
Announce it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This March will be 20 years at K-Talk in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, you're on K-Talk right now because we're on K-Talk.
Yes, you are.
The fact that people do not get sick from cold weather, but rather from being indoors a lot more, is something that most people don't recognize or understand or even agree with. I'm cold, I'm going to get sick. No, actually, the cold air, I found this out from my animals. The cows are much healthier, as long as it's not raining or there's a lot of precipitation. If the weather is cold, the temperature is cold,
yes,
they are much healthier than they are in the middle of the summer when it's hot. And I think that's the case here. But you have other things in your philosophy about what it is that makes people sick this time of year or any time
of
year.
Well, the cold weather actually is very invigorating, very stimulating to the senses. One thing we don't want to add to the human body is heat.
Yeah.
Cold is fine. The body generates enough heat to take care of itself. But in the wintertime, one of the most essential minerals that are required for life is calcium. In fact, it's the only mineral in the human body that we have an organ that regulates its level in the system, which is the parathyroid glands. Your immune system cannot function without calcium. It's absolutely required. And the vitamin that allows calcium absorption from the gut into the bloodstream is vitamin D. And in the wintertime, when the sun is so much lower in the sky, we get so much less vitamin D. And unless we're supplementing it, you know, with cod liver oil or a food-based vitamin D, we're not going to get the calcium absorption.
You need vitamin C and vitamin D and
for immune
calcium
system to work. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And then you couple that with a sugar intake during the holiday seasons. Sugar takes calcium out of the system. It takes magnesium out of the system.
All right.
And so you've got a double-edged sword. And
there
that's
it
why
is.
We're sicker in the winter.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Instead of Christmas this year, I just want my family back. No Tories, nothing but Peter, Kate, Buzz, Megan, Minnie, and Jeff. And my aunt and my cousins. And if he has time, my Uncle Frank.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
Be a good little fella now and open the door.
The paint can, isn't it?
That was the BB gun out the at the doggy.
Oh.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, God.
All right.
Great movie.
I never have seen this movie, but I know enough of it so I can always tell what's going on by listening to the outtakes. Please Come Home for Christmas by Southside Johnny Lyon from the movie Home Alone, which was the big movie at Christmas time in 1990. Joe Pesci, that little snot. What's his name? Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Right. And who was the other one that was in it? That was
Daniel
Philly?
Stern.
Stern, that was it. Right,
Daniel,
exactly.
Yeah, Daniel Stern.
Yeah. You like that movie, Chucker?
You never saw Home Alone, Doug?
No, I never saw Home Alone. I saw the preview of it with a paint can hitting Pesci in the head, and I thought, this is something that's funny for kids? I didn't think so.
It's hysterical for kids.
I got it. Okay, Richie. Well, of course, I'm out of the loop because of Christmas Vacation.
It mixes the heart of the Christmas season with Tom and Jerry like violence.
Okay. I got it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, let's just see. I grew up on all of that stuff, those silly cartoons, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. All
and
that
you
stuff.
Probably never liked the Three Stooges either.
I don't like the Three Stooges even today. I didn't like him. Then I don't like him now. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Our question yesterday, the poll at DougStephan.com asks, which recent Christmas movie do you watch every year? 27% said two or more of the above. We listed the Santa Claus, Polar Express, Elf, Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation. Of that group, 21% said they watch Christmas Story every year. Let's see, 9% Christmas Vacation, 6% Elf, 7% Polar Express, 4% the Santa Claus, and 25% something else. That surprise you, Chucker?
No, not at all. I would have been in the something else category, too. Something I would have said It's a Wonderful Life, number one.
Yeah, you are something else.
Well, we did that. Two polls. One was classic Christmas, and one was new
recent.
Christmas.
Recent Christmas, yeah. That's right. We did both.
This was the recent Christmas.
Right. Yep. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, with movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko? Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance? I do. Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
All right, so Angelina Jolie has been in the news a couple of times the last week or so. One of them, the story about the Sony hacked emails, didn't make her look like she was the most wonderful person in the world to work with. And now she is sick because she has the chicken pox, apparently. So the rest of her family went to the opening of Unbroken. Did you see that?
Oh, she didn't go. I didn't know.
She did not go.
Tracking that movie opens on Christmas Day. It's actually tracking very well to do over $100 million in its domestic.
Didn't she direct it? She's not in it. Didn't she direct it?
She directed it.
Yeah.
What do you make
of the rumor? A lot of people are talking about her from that email that was hacked. The president of Sony said she was unbelievably difficult, childish, all that stuff. I mean, so you could put that in for any number of
those
people.
I think the bigger story here is I think the Koreans really do have all of this information because they are demanding that whoever the hackers are demanding that they shut down that movie about Kim Jong-un.
And what are they going to do? Going to attack us?
But to answer your question,
Doug, I'm sure any major talent in the business would be attached to one of those emails.
Right.
So she's not an isolated victim.
Right. All right. What do you have for us?
Spider-Man, the Closer, and Whiplash actor J.K. Simmons, who also does a lot of commercials, has joined the cast of Kong Skull Island, a big-budget prequel to King Kong over at Universal Pictures.
Really?
The film, which was supposed to come out in 2016, has now been delayed to 2017. J.K. Simmons, who is tremendous in that movie Whiplash, in my opinion, I would give him the Oscar for Best Supporting
Actor. He's really created a wonderful life for himself as a character.
And he's still making movies about that big monkey.
Very good.
Amazing. Yeah,
amazing. The monkey.
All right, that's the story. Chuck Curry is here, the man in the know, on Good Day.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.